So Dire Straits was the first band I saw in concert. So in John Ilsley's book, My Life in Dire Straits, he reminisces about his childhood and his love of music, the formation of Dire Straits and recording their 6 studio albums, and the endless tours around the world over and over again throughout the 80s and the early 90s. In reading about Dire Straits, I was instantly taken back to that clear night at Lancaster Park, March 1986, the Brothers in Arms tour. I was only just a teenager, and my mum, who I think secretly was quite keen to see them, she agreed to chaperone me and a few of my mates. I can remember walking into Lancaster Park and thinking everyone in Christchurch was going to this concert, and actually considering that Dire Straits mostly played to between 60 and 90,000 people a show, they almost were. But I can remember the band wandering on the stage, and as they began to churn through the hits, thinking how exhilarating it was to hear songs which had only existed on the radio now blasting out over the field. And I have another memory of that night. It was wanting to be closer to the action. And this was something that I achieved when U2 rolled into town with their 1989 Love Comes to Town tour, also at Lancaster Park. After getting as far forward as we could, a couple of friends and I dropped to our knees and crawled towards the stage, because that's what well brought up ladies did. And look, we got about 5 metres from the stage, close enough for a few teenage girls to convince themselves that Bono was singing directly to them. Look, as these memories came flooding back this week, what really struck me was how easily a song transports you back in time, even if it was over 30 years ago. I mean, I can hardly remember what I did on Monday, but songs, albums and concerts and their associations with summer holidays and mixtapes and trips, boyfriends and good times and bad times are easy memories to place. We all have them. That's why I was pleased to see the government support summer event organisers this week by agreeing to underwrite summer festivals and other events that may face cancellation or postponement due to COVID-19 restrictions. So the Events Transition Support Scheme applies to live, in-person, paid events with more than 5,000 vaccinated attendees. It's a scheme that's not going to last forever. It's only going to run from the 17th of December until the 3rd of April 2022. And it just gives the events industry some certainty over summer and Kiwis something to look forward to. So the scheme is an attempt, of course, to help large-scale events bring an economic boost to a region. Of course, the only issue may be that the government has left it too late to announce this backstop. We've already seen festivals like Bay Dreams and Out of Fields postpone or cancel due to uncertainty. It may seem like a potential waste of money to some, but we're all benefiting differently and have varying views on how the $62.1 billion COVID-19 response and recovery fund should be allocated. If the devastated live music industry has made their case successfully, then I say good on them. Let's hope we can all make more memories that will last a lifetime this summer.